Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Melissa, are you a doctor?
I want to be, but I'm not.
I'm not a doctor either, and we're not psychologists.
We're
not experts in anything. In fact, we just chat a lot of shit. So,
and we love giving you guys advice, but as we
love
said,
giving you guys advice.
Do not take what we're saying as gospel. If you do feel like you need to speak to somebody, please seek professional help.
Are you ready?
Right.
What's that song?
We're in pink and purple today.
Are you ready? You know,
are you ready for it?
Yeah. Are you ready for it?
Yeah, Taylor Swift. Dun, 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 dun. What do we always sing?
I don't know.
Dun, dun. Are you ready for it? Let me...
Breaking free.
No. We're singing different... We're singing different songs. You're singing High School Musical.
We're soaring.
Flying.
Come on, Chuckney Head, let's get on with the episode.
Right, okay.
Right.
We're in pink and purple because on Wednesdays we are pink.
Oh my God, on Wednesdays we wear purple. Skills. And on that note, let's go into what's releasing today, guys.
Oh my
Big
God,
news.
Sorry, this is so
major wrapped. News.
Major news.
The cause of this podcast, the name came from this.
The inspiration behind the whole podcast.
A pivotal moment in history today.
It actually is.
Mean Girls. The movie.
The movie.
The new one comes out
The
today.
Musical movie. I'm not normally huge on musicals, but I do have a select few that are my all-time favourite films, like Mamma Mia.
Oh, yeah.
Obsessed.
Obsessed. Obsessed!
Obsessed. And, you know, obviously Mean Girls is like my favourite film. In the shallow, shallow.
Country Strong. You've still not watched it, have you?
Yeah, I have. Wait, what?
Country Strong.
Country Strong?
Yeah.
No.
No, I honestly gasp. Melissa, you need to watch that with Toby tonight. It will be your favourite film you've ever watched. Guess who's in it?
Who?
Blair Waldorf, main character.
Shit.
Yeah. Gwyneth Paltrow, other main character.
Oh my God, and Gwyneth Paltrow sings in it?
Yeah.
What's that? She sings that lovely, lovely song with that man. I know, I have the song on my phone.
The song? Yeah, so I've got the whole album.
Down, 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 down.
Into the country strong, born again in the wind.
Oh, that's a
difference. Going riding on. Something like that.
She was with Chris Martin at the time she was in the film, because I remember that she was like, you know, Chris wasn't sure if I'd be able to sing it properly. I remember seeing those interviews.
God, she was mega in it. That movie. But it does like me bring chills through my bones. I remember so well, she gave Blair. Or Blair, whatever her name was.
Leighton Meester.
Leighton Meester, a bit of advice. And she's like, she's taking over like her career or whatever. And she's like, leaving. And she was like, never take laxative. It never goes the way you want. And I just remember I took it on board. I was like.
You never take a laxative. It never goes the way you want.
And I always.
God, that's brilliant.
If I needed a laxative, I honestly, not that I often do. But
goop, that goop mindset was coming through in her character.
Never take it, because she was like, you just need a shit, well, not at the right time.
Time never works.
And
out
I honestly kept that piece of knowledge through all my teens.
Well, that's great. I'm glad that Gwyneth passed on some wisdom to you.
Right.
Anyway, back onto the topic. Mean Girls.
We've got Renee's rap. We've got as Regina George, major.
Major. Regina George. I mean, that is ultimately like the best thing to play of all time. Sophie Habu is our very own Regina George in the musical that we did.
I actually would have preferred to have been Gretchen. I think she's iconic.
Oh my God, Gretchen. She has a little lisp.
Yeah, she's like, it's fetch. I'm going to make fetch happen. Like, so blinky.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
And so slobbery mouth. Like,
always chewing gum. Yes.
No, that was more Katie or Karen.
Oh yeah, Karen. Karen. Oh.
Karen, is it?
I'm a mouth star.
Oh my God, honestly, Melissa.
Da, That was so cute. She pointed to the thing.
I didn't know who Amanda Seyfried was when I first watched it, and then she became mega.
Oh my gosh, she was huge on that. You know what? We haven't watched this new film, obviously, but they've got something really tough to try and like stand up to, or like what?
But they've also got Christopher Breeny, who you and I were in love with from the Samurai Time 30.
Like Samurai Time 30, he's
mouthwatering. But what is it about him? Because he's like a silent boy, but he's fit.
Because he's a bit like deep and mysterious, and he's can't got, quite like, tell what he's thinking. Eyebrow,
like you know, like the.
And he's not like overwhelmingly handsome, but he's like.
I'm putting those weird faces, but like there are some guys who like are like off face, like their faces slightly are not wonky. Symmetrical.
They're not symmetrical, but they're sexy. I know exactly.
He's got sex appeal, and like his mouth like almost curls out. Like Miss Norbury's also in it. Norbury.
Oh my god! Yeah, the original
hasn't aged a dot.
She hasn't aged a day. It's spooky.
I love that character. She's also in loads of movies.
She's in so many different things.
We love her.
I'm obsessed with who Regina George's like mum's gonna be in it too. Like I can't wait for to see that. Okay, she's let's a big actress.
Who I would cast as her mum.
I would do probably like the House Bunny actress.
I was gonna say the same.
Or
the one from
Reese Witherspoon. I feel like she would have done a great
version. Has anyone watched Lincoln Lawyer, the PA?
Oh, I can't remember.
Not the movie, the series. Really good Netflix.
Oh, no,
I
haven't seen
anyway, Mitch, which Mean Girl character are you? Gretchen and Regina George, because we literally played it the other day.
Yeah, I feel like that's who we are.
I don't think
Regina.
I do not want to be the biggest bitch in school.
Yeah, but everyone wants to be. It's great.
Yeah, do you remember when that
so
girl's like...
So much power.
And she cuts her boobs out and they're like...
Oh, yeah, yeah, she just wears it. And then she's just like setting trends left, right and centre in high school. I would love to be that influential.
I would have loved to
be. The original influencer was Regina George.
She took... Was that before Paris Hilton? Maybe.
Probably.
Regina George was like... Sick.
Iconic.
Iconic. Do you remember when she was like, I'm eating this fucking... And she like put on weight and she's wearing the velour. Oh my god, Chatsy. God, it's such a good movie.
Oh my god, I love it. Okay. I love it. You know her wig, you told me her wig cost like $9,000 or something.
I've never knew she wore a wig.
So that film, she wore a wig and it was like one of the most expensive wigs they've ever made for a movie or something. And it was like $9,000 or something crazy like that.
Again, fountain of knowledge, guys. She knows this wig.
Don't know why I know that. Someone told me that the other day. I think it was Hermione. And I was like, God, that's such a random fact. Probably because there's new movies coming out. Everyone's like going back to like the old things, you know?
The OG, right. Favorite line would be, stop trying to make fetch happen. It's not going to happen.
Oh my God, that is so cute. Where did you get it?
What bit's that?
When she like compliments everyone or something. And then that's the ugliest effing skirt I have ever seen.
Oh yeah. It's the ugliest effing skirt I've ever seen.
Oh my God, no, wait, what's an iconic quote from Mean Girls? Come on, we have to find something better.
Stop
than that.
Making Fetch Happens iconic.
Yeah, that's great, but there must be something else. On Wednesdays, we were pink. That's pretty iconic.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking iconic, isn't it? Oh God, I swear, John.
Oops. Cute. She is a fugly slut.
Yeah. She was. You heard it here first.
There's actually some really outrageous lines in that film, but so
fugly
great.
Is such a vicious word.
I know.
Like, if you say fugly, you are mean.
Also, the word slut. I don't really remember the word I've said slut. Why did you call you a slut the whole time?
I hate that. Slag, I hate. I
sket. Sket.
Oh, yeah, that's not allowed.
Should be not allowed. It's such
an awful word. Oh, my God, no. People call men... C-U-N-T's, which is a dreadful word. We must move away from these vicious vulgar words. Ultimate chick flick. Oh,
other than Mean Girls.
Titanic is actually a flick.
Stop, no.
The Just Go With It. I'm sorry. I know it's not the ultimate one.
Dirty Dancing. I also flipping love Dirty Dancing. But
are they chick flicks?
Bride Wars.
Mean Girls is the ultimate chick flick ever. No, John Tucker must die.
John Tucker must die. That's like one of the best ones.
She's the Man.
Don't love that one as much. It's a great film, but I'm not like...
Should I let you in on something? I don't like Dirty Dancing.
Patrick Swayze is my ultimate ride or die. Like,
it gave me really bad vibes. I got really scared of it. You didn't like that or Emmerdale?
Because you wouldn't have understood it when you were young.
No, no, if Emmerdale came on,
are you honestly comparing Dirty Dancing to Emmerdale?
Yes, same tone.
criminal chat from this side of the room.
The noise. What's the theme tune? If Emmerdale came on, I would hysterically cry.
That's Simpsons.
No, that was The Simpsons. It's, honestly,
I've never seen it.
If Emmerdale came on, I would run and put my head under my mum's stomper. I couldn't hear it or see it. It's the most terrifying.
Do they have scary guns and stuff?
No, it was bleak. It was grey. It was miserable. I hated everyone on it. I didn't like it. It was like the Black Cauldron. It was like a horror movie. And my grandma watched it and I was, honestly, it would send chills through me. I couldn't go to my grandma's when it was on.
Okay, well, can we just talk about why you're relating that to Dirty Dancing?
Because there are very few things.
Extremely different.
Right, so anyone who, like, any boyfriend, Jamie will know.
Okay.
I can't watch anything remotely bleak. Like, if it is
It's not
Emmerdale
bleak. Dirty Dancing is not
Dirty
bleak.
Dirty Dancing has the same grey tone as Emmerdale. It's grey. It's a grey tone.
As in, like, the colour scheme?
Yeah. It's a bleak tone. It's the grading. It's grey. And it's like Emmerdale and it gives me Emmerdale vibes and I can't watch it.
It's old fashioned.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it.
All right. What about EastEnders?
I also don't like EastEnders, but just because I'm not into it, but it never scared me. Emmerdale made me feel like fully
never seen Emmerdale.
So sad.
I wouldn't even be
watch
able to
it and you'll start crying.
I don't think it's the sort of TV I'd like spend my time watching.
But like Coronation Street didn't make me scared at all. Emmerdale just sent chills through my bones.
So Melissa and Sophie, it feels like you two both really know your chick flicks. Are you ready to do a chick flick quiz?
We're more than ready.
I'm going to read out some iconic quotes from some iconic chick flicks. You've got to buzz in with Gruel, Melissa, and Fetch, Sophie, and decide what film they're from.
Gorgeous. Okay. We're in.
Amazing. Gruel. So here we go with question number one. Waiting for you is like waiting for rain in this drought. Useless and disappointing. Oh, buzz in if you know it.
I don't know it.
Useless and disappointing. Oh my God, no, I do know it.
It stars Hilary Duff and Chad Michael Murray from One Tree Hill.
Fetch Cinderella. Oh,
ding, ding, ding. Question number two. When the head girl has earned my respect, then I will shake her hand, bitch.
Ding, 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 ding. Gruel, Wild Child.
Yes.
Oh my God,
Melissa,
good girl.
Question number three. Whoever said orange is the new pink is seriously disturbed.
Fetch, Mean Girls.
Wrong.
Gruel. I think it's Gossip Girl.
Nope.
Gruel, Fetch, St. Trinians.
It's actually Legally Blonde, so no point for either.
Oh my God, of course, Reese Witherspoon.
Question number four. You're a virgin who can't drive.
Fetch, Mean Girls.
Nope. Melissa.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, I know it. She's a man.
You're a virgin, you can't drive.
It stars Alicia Silverstone. Iggy Azalea did a music video inspired by this film. Paul Rudd's in it as well. It's from the 1990s. It is iconic.
Oh my God, it's the one where they're dancing on the table.
She goes
to the bar. Ugh,
she's just not that into you.
Oh my God, Clueless.
Yes. So point to you, Melissa.
Amazing.
And this is the final one.
Oh my God, sorry.
No, I could play this.
Why are we so
long?
Bad at this?
And what are you supposed to be? An obese leprechaun? Anyone can see I'm a stuffed olive.
Fetch!
Stuffed is right.
Wild Child. St. Trinians.
Melissa.
Oh my God.
It's a British film. I don't know what that is.
I'm a stuffed olive. What?
It's British.
Oh my God, I know exactly
so
which it
British.
Is.
So British.
Angus Long's A Perfect Stalker.
Yeah. Oh my God, I forgot that film existed. You know that actor
Aaron
lives
Johnson.
In Notting Hill. I honestly see him every day. And I've seen what house he comes
Melissa?
Out of. Not if I'm outing this. What?
Aaron Johnson, you know I went all the way to High Wycombe when I was 15 and walked. No. Do you not
High
know?
Wycombe.
Wait. Do you not know this story?
I don't know this story. Am I trapping myself?
Me and my friend Sophie Pettifer were so in love with Aaron Johnson. We Googled where he lived. He was like our age. We found out he lived in High Wycombe. I must have been about 14. I took a train to High Wycombe. I got out at High Wycombe and I walked around High Wycombe thinking I will bump into him. We will fall in love and he will become my boyfriend. I was gone home, and when the movie Angus Songs and Full Frontal Songing stopped.
Perfect Stalking. Full Frontal.
No, that was the book. That was the book.
Oh.
When the movie finished, I remember it so well. I was sat.
You were
in
fully
my,
in love.
I was actually at my grandma's. It was like Christmas Day, and me and my sister got it on DVD.
Yeah.
And it stopped, and I burst hysterical crying. And I was like, Mum, I won't ever have him. Like, my heart was throbbing for him in that movie.
Oh my God, that's mental that you actually fell in love with someone
like
over the screen like that.
I fell in love with him.
I think Zac Efron was quite a prominent person in my childhood. that I was obsessed with. And then young Leonardo, like when I watched the Titanic, I was like, I genuinely, no, it wasn't even in the Titanic, it was Romeo and Juliet he was in. Well, I was like, I feel something in my heart and my stomach for you. Like, I genuinely, it was obviously also the first time I was like feeling like the womanly feels as I was getting older. And I was like, fancy you. And
yeah, Romeo and Juliet. I remember Pirates of the Caribbean seeing Jack Sparrow and like fully having like
tingle fattles. Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck me is that too. Feeling? Like, genuinely not like palpitations. I was
me too.
So young, I know exactly in the cinema. And I was like, like, I can bear it.
And I was like, what is this horrible feeling? It was me? And why can't I control it?
And why can't I fix it? Oh, God, there's been a few.
Oh, my God. Leonardo. Peter Pan. The movie.
Oh, my God.
How could I forget? That was my first love. That was my first love.
No, Jack Sparrow was before that, and then Peter Pan came out.
No, Peter Pan for me was the first one.
I remember wanting to lick his skin. I wanted to lick his golden skin.
He was like golden, just flew in through the bedroom window, and I was like, I want to fly in through my bedroom window.
I actually remember I really can't, but I used to daydream that he'd do it. He's gonna just come
in the bedroom window. Going back to Angus Thompson, Perfect Smoking Man. So he's obviously with this woman who's 20 years older than him.
That's when I knew my luck wasn't.
Yeah, you know, we're not old enough. But I've seen him in Somerset, which is super weird, and then back in Notting Hill. So
what's
many
he
times.
Looking like in real life?
Gorgeous.
Jamie's interviewed him.
I also see him and his wife in Dalesford, and I'd get maybe shook I see that them. It's him and his wife, because I keep thinking surely that's not the one, and then it is the wife, because there's such an age gap. I can't imagine how they are
how old
together
is she?
I think she's in her 60s. She's 20 something years older than him. Swear my life.
Dilemma one. Me and my boyfriend, let's call him Sam, have been together for 7 years. He has moved in with me and my family, and I see him being in my life rather, or so I thought.
Oh, no, I get really scared of reading these things.
Same, it's just all coming to an end, isn't it? During
isn't it?
Ooh, flicked up. During lockdown, I found out that Sam had slept with someone else. It literally broke me. And as I was under the impression we were childhood sweethearts and destined to be together forever. I confronted him about it, and he didn't come clean straight away. And I broke up with him. But because we were living with each other and because of lockdown, he had nowhere else to go. So we ended up getting back together.
So easily happened. So understand that
in lockdown, there's no one else to go cry your shoulders on. Skip forward a couple of years, a girl messaged me and said she and Sam had got together on a night out. You're fucking kidding me, Sam. I know I should have ended it, but I didn't because I'm too scared of being on my own.
No.
I've never been single before, and we spent every day together. No. I've recently become closer with friends, with one of his friends, let's just call him Joe, to the point where we've been hanging out, just me and him.
Ooh.
On nights out, we gravitate towards each other and have had some deep, deep conversations about lots of things, and in particular, my relationship with Sam. I enjoy spending time with Joe a lot.
Okay.
I would never cheat on Sam, and even though Joe has said I'm attractive, I don't think he would go there with me. Quite a weird conversation to be having with your boyfriend's mate.
Best friend.
I don't think you'd go there with me. I know that if this was the other way around, I wouldn't like Sam getting close with another girl like that, especially if it was one of my friends. Is it time to end my relationship with Sam? I'm too scared to do that, as I really do love him, and he's the only person I really have. Oh my God, he's not the only person you have. You've got your family. You've got friends.
There is so many boys in the world. We all need to... So my friend Millicent watched this interview with Shay Mitchell, you know, the one from Mr. Lies. She's... Unreal. And she basically was just like, if my guy cheats on me, I'll just find someone else. Like that. I'm not bothered. Like, if that's the way that you're going to treat me, I can very easily find someone else. And she was like, we all need to just adopt this attitude as women, okay? Like, rate ourselves way more, put ourselves on a pedestal. There's a million people, billions of people that we could be.
South Africa, Germany,
even
France,
in the UK, like UK. Venture to the next village over from, like, if you live in the countryside, we'll have, like, 4 eligible bachelors probably. It's just a matter of, you know, the timing and, like, finding someone else. What did you say? South Africa. Like, that's awfully long way to go to get.
No, but, like, that's... Sometimes we forget how big the world is.
Yeah, we do. And we close ourselves off because it's the fear of the unknown, and it's, like, all we know. But I'm going to be brutally honest here with you. I think that you and Sam's relationship is dead in the water.
So
I think he knows he's pushed past that boundary of initially cheating on you and whatever, and he's just going to keep doing it because he knows that you're just going to forgive him because you're too scared to leave him. He's comfortable probably with mm-hmm. that, and he's okay with that decision. And you're sparking up an attraction with one of his best friends, which just shows you how little far afield you have to go to actually find another attraction. You're finding it in your boyfriend's friendship group.
I literally don't have anything to add. I think that was the best advice you've ever given, Tash. It was unbelievable, wasn't
Thanks.
It?
She's fresh off her tea coffees. Fresh-minded.
She is. She's clear-headed. She's full
taking
of
my
fuel.
Goose to the eye on.
Okay, Melissa, you're next.
Okay. Hey, girls. I'm in my late 20s, and I've been with my boyfriend for almost 2 years. He's everything I look for in a guy. Funny, smart, dressed as well, and is over going out all the time, so I fully trust him. God, that's lovely when a guy gets to that stage.
Oh my God, it's heaven.
It is heaven. Kind of they just want to stay in.
And it's lovely.
Yeah. He's extremely hardworking, but at the point where I feel like he's becoming a workaholic. It feels like his job is getting in the way of our relationship. This is really a pinnacle point, but something that I feel like we have to adjust to. Mm. He has to work most weekends, always finishes late, and is too tired to do anything. I try and plan things, but his work has become such a priority that I feel like I'm the only one putting effort in. He'll tell me he misses me, so I know he's not becoming totally disinterested, but he's too involved in work and feels like he forgets about me. Over Christmas, we barely did anything cute and festive, and I feel like I missed out. I had to go home for 10 days and I didn't get to see him. I love him, but I want more action. We briefly discussed his work habits and he said he'll try and change, but I'm worried he never will. How do you balance work and your relationship? And have there ever been moments which you've had to chat to Jamie or Toby about how much they're working?
So many. I resonate with this so much. Right, best thing you can do, go on Stephen Bartlett. There's a podcast by a woman called Esther.
Is she like dark skin, dark hair?
I think so. Oh, elder lady. Amazing. I don't think she's dark skin,
dark
hair.
There's a beautiful woman that does a lot of, I think.
And she basically says in it, basically is telling the guy, because obviously Stephen Bartlett, I imagine, is like a workaholic or
whatever. Sure.
And she's basically giving him advice like, you can't ignore your wife. And when you think that your girlfriend or whatever, when you think that you're giving her the attention she needs, but they can tell you're distracted with work. Like, you can't give your work more priority than your relationship. Mm. Make him listen to that. Does wonders.
I think
it's got to be an off button.
It's a difficult one because you want them to succeed. And obviously it's like they want to put in so much effort whilst they're younger and in the short term, so that when they're older, maybe you can have a certain life and you can enjoy things together. Like, there's a lot of sacrifices that sometimes have to be made, and you might have to go, okay, fine, my relationship's going to be on the back burner for a while. I'm not going to get as much attention as I necessarily would, but I'm okay with that. I'm going to support him.
You're so right.
And then, you know, in a few years, it will all be worth it. And then he will be able to take me on that gorgeous holiday once a year where he turns his phone off for like 10 days or something like that. I don't know.
Or it's like,
I think
you have to
really get things in advance and just say, we're going to have a no phone date for 3 days. Like, I've got a friend who's got a workaholic boyfriend who literally works until 3 a.m. She never, ever really spends time with him or sees him. But he's very good at being like, right, that one weekend, our anniversary, your birthday, my birthday, and a random other few weekends, and then one holiday a year, they just go and he turns his phone off.
I think that's great advice, but I think ultimately you've got to work out like what you need. Like, sometimes
that's not okay with you.
That's going to be sweet. And like, you know, but some girls need like their love language is affection and attention. It might just make you miserable. I think you've got to just like really think about it. You've got to speak to him like and be like, look, I understand why you're doing it, but is there some way we can compromise? And if not, like, you know, how are we going to fix it, or how are we going to manage it? And you can just work out, you've got to just come together on it and work out a way, like a strategy to manage it.
I think that is.
And you're going to manage it, whether it's doing that or he has to have an hour a day, or like you eat dinner at the same time or something. You're going to find a way to have some quality time.
Exactly. Like, he has to have a rule in place where like he'll come home and like, even if, as Sophie said, like it's an hour at dinner. Right. And you don't talk and he doesn't have his phone at the table. Those, like, it's also like sometimes the lack of intimacy that can come with a workaholic, because they get home, they're too exhausted. Mm-hmm. There's no intimacy there. Mm-hmm. That's tough, because then you feel unloved.
I think you've really got to be so honest, and it's not something you can do on your own. Like, you are a relationship. You have to work together on this to solve it. And
yeah.
he needs to understand, and you need to be understanding to him and his totally. Needs, and that he's trying to build a career and a future and provide for you.
Which ultimately and your is family. For you and your family, yeah.
So you've got to just really come together and like do it in a very loving, gentle, soft way.
And a patient way. It might not happen overnight. It might be something that happens gradually over like 6 months, a year. I don't know.
If you really love him,
you need to adjust and be patient together, I guess. It's a difficult one. Okay, right. I'm going to read the last dilemma. Dilemma three. I've been with my boyfriend for almost 4 years. And for the last 18 months, we have been saving to buy a house together. This is a big move. I've been working really hard to save money and made a lot of sacrifices to reach my goal. A few months ago, I reached my target and started to look into booking an appointment with a mortgage advisor when my boyfriend revealed his secret.
No, what?
He told me he had no savings due to the fact he gambled all of his money away. Oh my fucking God. I was absolutely heartbroken. No. After talking with his family, I stayed with him to help him through it. Gambling addiction is an illness, and I understand it's hard to stop. This is so tough. Like I know people that have like had so many problems from this.
I don't know anyone.
However, I have found out that. Oh my God! What? However, I have found out that he spent hundreds of pounds to subscribe to another girl's OnlyFans. I don't care that he watches porn, but I find it so disrespectful that he's giving money to another girl instead of saving his house for his next step in my relationship. We can blame this on like he's got a gambling problem, but
he's got
paying
a
another chick to pay her mortgage is quite something else.
That's quite something
for me else. This is a double offense. You can't be giving another girl thousands of pounds. Like I'm meant to be saving with my girlfriend to buy myself a house.
I think he's obviously got a problem.
Clearly.
I think he's got a really big problem. Yeah. And you need to like go to a therapist.
I think there potentially needs to be some sort of a rehabilitation step in this.
Yeah.
Because like, it is a problem.
I don't know enough about it. And I'm not knowledgeable enough on it. So it's a really hard one to say. But that's pretty peak.
I can understand why, because you think, this one will be the next round where I just hit the jackpot, and you think that you can do it and you can do
it's
it.
It's like
you
people who buy the lottery ticket.
It's definitely something that he needs help with, but I don't think that this is to be confused with cheating. And I kind of think if he's paying other girls on OnlyFans specifically, I just think it's spending hundreds on a girl is another thing.
I think it's just like, do you
That's
need
That's another
this?
Source of...
You have to know whether you love him enough and know that there are issues here that need to be solved.
Yeah.
You can for sure solve them, but it's ultimately you can't solve them. He has to solve them himself. So it's whether you want to put yourself through the stress of waiting for him to fix himself because
you
can't do anything.
And he might not
ever,
you know...
Yeah, he might
It might
not
be something
change.
That he wants to do for the rest of his life. Ultimately, if it was me and my boyfriend was spending all that money on it... The gambling thing is... Listen, I'm actually going to put these as two separate issues.
I think they're very together.
Do you?
Yeah, he's obviously
got... I think paying for
a
girl to get her tits out is very different to like thinking you're going to win money back.
No, but it's an addiction. Mm. It's the same thing. He's gambling. It's an addiction. He's doing it for an endorphin rush. He's wanking over a girl and spending shitloads of money, again, for an endorphin rush. Like, they're so linked. So I feel like...
This is probably...
That's an issue. He needs to go get help. Do you want to be responsible for him?
That.
And... You need to know he might not change and you might not be able to fix you. It's very out of your control, sadly.
I think you have to decide, yeah. Ultimately, I wouldn't be able to do that. I'm not
no,
strong.
No, not for me.
I'm
not strong enough to deal with
strong
that.
Enough to
and
deal
it would
with
just be, it's just not what you need. You don't have kids and it's just not what you need at this stage in your life.
Yeah.
We are not experts on this. We're not therapists. We're not doctors. We're not health advisors. We don't know much about this, but we're just giving...
Advice is it as if it was me.
Or you, but please follow professional advice.
There's a lot of help online, especially for gambling addiction and stuff like that. So make sure that, you know, you're taking professional steps.
We have a story time. Now I'm really excited to share this with you. You ready, Melissa?
I'm ready.
Okay. This is inspired by the Barcelona boy saga. Whew. I have my own Barcelona-inspired horror story.
Can you imagine if this is actually like the same boy's done it to her? Wild.
Oh my God, I really am just desperate to meet the infamous
Me too.
Boss.
He really let us down with that, didn't
I want,
he?
I'm desperate. I need to have love at Gander what he looks like.
We should have a poster of him, like a wanted poster
oh
around
my
the
God,
office.
We should. Anyone sees Barca boy? Okay, I used to work in an office alongside a male colleague. Our first conversation was about his recent breakup, and as I'd just broken up with my boyfriend, we bonded over being single.
Gorgeous.
We became flirty at work. Mm. Things fizzled when he told me that he was going on holiday with his mates. Oh. After he came back, we went on our first proper date and continued spending more time together. No. He told me that his ex was living in the house they'd bought together and that he was currently living with his parents.
No,
sick. So for the first 2 months of us being together, we would go and stay in hotels.
No! This is red flag written all over
it. Vomit. Once we've been seeing... Also, boy taking me to a hotel, so fucking seedy. No.
So seedy.
I need to stop swearing. Once we've been seeing each other for a while, he then began staying over at mine. He was really keen to book holidays, so we planned a trip to Barcelona.
Oh my God, I'm never going on holidays. Nor me. Scares me.
We booked the holiday, but 2 weeks before we went away, things started to get suspicious. His ex-girlfriend's name would keep popping up on his phone, and every time I would call him, he would make an excuse about why he couldn't talk to me.
It's not an ex-girlfriend. It's a current girlfriend.
She's live. She's there. She probably sat on his leg. Oh, God. Even though we argued about his ex, he showed real commitment to going away with me and paid for the entire trip. We went away to Barcelona and it was so romantic. The only thing that bothered me was that he was on his phone a lot whilst we were away. What the fuck? On the way back to the airport, I saw his ex's name pop on his phone again and we got into a huge argument. I said I needed some space when we go back to the UK. I got back and was scrolling on TikTok when I came across a video which featured my boyfriend with another girl.
Oh my God.
No!
It showed
their whole year together and showed that he'd been with her the entire time we'd been together and that when he was on holiday with his mates, he'd been away with her. I blocked him on everything and reached out to his girlfriend. She told me that they'd been together for over 2 years. They lived together. They had a dog. Together. They lived together.
That's why I know when I was staying at my parents' house. Sorry, and she'd never been to his. I was like,
that he hadn't got over. Like, I didn't know that they'd never broken up. She also told me just a week before he took me out on our first date that she found out she was pregnant and they were expecting a baby together. He's a sick idiot. So to summarize, the guy I thought I was with was a lying father-to-be who not only lied to me and her, but to every person he worked with. The moral of the story is that Barcelona and boys don't go well together.
Sorry.
I'm never going to Barcelona again.
I'm never going to go to Barcelona with a boy. What?
I'm not going full stop. It's bad vibes, bad energy.
I'm really sorry. She was pregnant.
I'm upset. That's two broken hearted girl. What a pig. What a sad, sadistic pig.
Why didn't he? Oh my God, I can't. Like, why wouldn't he just break up with her if he felt like he didn't want
to
be with
why
her?
Why are like, that's something wrong. That's not well in the head to me.
It's not. It's not.
Sorry.
You definitely made the right decision by telling her, but then it really stresses me out that she would have been pregnant and finding out that stressful information. Do you know what I mean? And that's not like a one-off, cheat. It's like a fully blown affair.
Fuck. Send them some. I love you guys. You're fucking boss bitches. He's not worth your time. You're so much better than this. And like we said before earlier on in the episode, there are so many guys out there.
And I'm really happy that you went and told the girlfriend. I feel like you've made completely all the right moves in that whole scenario. And that could have happened to anyone. That's really shit. You know what? I think this has taught us we need to do our due diligence a bit more. We need to be a little bit more suspect of people and not so trusting because there's some real shits out there in the world. If you want to find out anything about anyone, do you know who you can find out?
Who?
Ruby Adler. She knows.
Right, let's get Ruby on.
Everything about everyone.
To tell us.
If I ask her, I'm like, I want to know things about Toby's ex, blah, blah, blah. She told me so much information.
How did she find out?
She actually just kind of knew who she was and like knew who she was before.
I'm going to be calling Ruby.
Just so great. Like,
right, let's get Ruby on. And she needs to give us some detective.
And your friend Bella's the same.
Bella is the same.
She's a detective.
Oh, Bella Smith.
She's detective. Great.
Chrissy's also the same.
Oh my God, well, there we go. Chrissy's sorted.
Chrissy's full-time job on it. She's so good. She can tell you everything. Yeah, they're all good. We're just not that good.
We're just a bit stupid. We've
got our mates doing it.
Yeah, that's why.
We just rely on them. Right, okay, we've got a tiny question. What are our favourite perfumes at the moment? Mine is always Jo Malone English Pear.
Mine's just by Rodeo Gypsy Water, but no one can bloody smell it on me, which is
I can.
Upsetting.
I just smell it earlier. I was like, really nice, but I never often smell it on you.
Oh, people never smell it. No one ever compliments me on it either. So I'm like, maybe it's
the same. I'm not lying. I can't ever smell a perfume on you. You always smell lovely, but it's not like a overwhelming. You know, like people smell a perfume.
I love
Ruby Adler smells a perfume.
Baccarat.
Every time I see
her. I know. I just wish that.
I will back her out for a bit, but people said I smell like mothballs.
I don't like it. Toby wore it for a bit, and I was like, I'm relating it to too many people that wear it.
Emily Blackwell, back her out.
Does she?
Yeah. Oh, no, she's Maison Francaise.
Is that Maison Margiela.
Yeah.
Okay, so
we love you.
Love you guys. Enjoy the Mean Girls if you're going to see it. Please,
yeah, go
send
see
us,
it.
Send us some nice photos of you like at the cinema with your gals
some
or anything
stories,
like that. Yeah,
some
and tell us your thoughts.
We love you.
Love you so
See
much.
See you next week.
Bye.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.